This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide. Brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Welcome to Stage Door with
Graham
and
Kevin.
Oh, that's me. Sorry, and Kevin. Right, should we do that again? Welcome to Stage Door with
Graham
and
Kevin.
Thank you.
I know what threw you. It was the fact that we were both sitting there thinking that that song, that record, was never ever going to end.
Yeah. But if you're listening on the internet as a podcast, you won't know which song that was. So we'll have to scrub that now.
Oh, really?
We're going to have to edit that out now, Graham. Because of you.
Oh, okay.
Honestly.
Let's do a special version for the podcast internet. Yeah.
No, no.
That was a great record, that, Kevin.
It was. David Essex there with Rolling Stone, the 25-minute version. Yeah, Graham.
Yes.
I want to see if I can catch you out now. I had a bit of a thought over the weekend, but we'll come to that later. I was wondering how we could make the world a better place with some new inventions.
Oh, yeah.
You've got that look now that says you've got about a list of a million.
Million and a half.
Okay, go on. Go on, let's hear a few.
Okay. Sellotape that never loses its end. How many hours are wasted trying to find the end of the sellotape?
Okay. Have you got a device that will do that for you?
I'm just the brains behind it. You know, I just think of these things and say, right, go and invent it. You know, okay. I've thought of it now.
Yeah.
Right. Now it's up to you. I don't have that power. I have
the
creativity to come up with it.
Yeah, all right.
Like Lego, that when it detects a human foot, it compacts.
That's
a good one.
That is a good one.
How many parents have threatened to throw out Lego?
Yeah.
On that trip to the bathroom in the middle of the night where you don't turn the lights on.
Yeah.
Or you go into your son's bedroom or child's bedroom.
But there is
a
way around that one. You could actually tidy up before you go to bed, couldn't you?
Have you ever tried getting kids to tidy up before they go to bed? Properly.
No,
so everything's off the floor.
Parents could do it.
Yeah. Parents have got things to do, like go down and think, if only somebody had invented sellotape that never loses a cent.
Yeah.
I reckon a heating element that's built into the lining of the bath so that you could just press a button and then it would just continually keep it nice and... Because, like, you know...
be a bit uncomfortable,
This is a proper first world problem, right? When you're sitting in the bath...
a kettle element, then?
But it's built in. It's built in, so it's it's not touching the water. It's kind of built into the side.
It's not
just
sticking
kind of
out
like,
into the water.
No, because that... That would be silly, wouldn't it? No, because, you know, when you take your iPad or your laptop or whatever into the bathroom, because you're just going to go in, because don't you watch your box sets in the bath?
Could you rephrase that?
No, I did say watch, not wash. When you think, right, okay, let's get stuck into this series, right? And and you kind of think, right, I'll... No?
I never have a bath first.
You've led a sheltered life, haven't you?
No, I do wash.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen. Can I get a word in
Go on then.
With mine?
Yeah.
Okay. On a more serious note.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should have solar-powered drone cars. So get all the cars off the road and just have solar-powered drones that you can sort of strap yourself in. And it will do a vertical takeoff, and you'll just fly to wherever you want to go, come down, get what you want, shove it in the top box, and off you go home. So there's no traffic lights, no potholes. You could even have fly-through fast food outlets, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
As long as you've got total
control
over your
drone. Yeah, but the thing is, all you're doing is you're just taking it from the lower level and sticking it up high. You haven't really...
You could have multi-story.
Crowded skies now.
Yeah. So what do you think of that? So a bit like coming into queuing system at Heathrow, wouldn't it? You just sort of... do a few circuits of KFC before you come in.
Well, what you could do is you can have certain levels. So you can have, like, your shopper level, you know, where you could sort of fly in and go. Then above that, you could have, like, your just, like, your ring road level, where you're kind of, like, deciding which area. And then above that, you're just passing through level. Yeah. You know, like the planes in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, if they go into, somewhere far away, they go at the edge of level. You know.
Yeah. I like it. So do you like that idea?
Yes, it's all right. It's not as good as I'll tell you. It's not as good as spider-sized robots that would roam round your house, right? Collect all the spiders that live in the corners because there's no reason for them to be there.
No,
in all honesty,
no.
And then it would take them outside and let them loose.
There's a little theme emerging here. Now, forgive me for this, but. Like Lego on the floor, spiders in the corner. You could actually do a bit of housework.
If my wife is listening, that was Kevin that said that. I reckon, Guy, have you got any more?
I've got loads.
I could sit here for an hour and reel these off.
I've got a good one. No, I haven't. Well, I've got one. Windows
can
give you a great view wherever you live.
Do you know what?
Have you got that one?
I've got that one as well. Really? Did you think of that?
Yeah.
We must have been looking out of a really
dull
window scene and thinking, if only that would brighten up.
I think I was in Wroxall. No, sorry, Wroxall. No, I just thought, wherever you are, it's unfair, isn't it? If you live in a little flat or something with a view of a brick wall.
Or road.
Or a road.
That is particularly,
and
you
could change the view, couldn't you?
Yeah.
So I want the Grand Canyon. Yeah. Or, I don't know, a brick wall. You
or
might prefer a brick wall.
Or when it's
wall.
Raining outside, you could have, like, a nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah? So it just kind of, like, changes that green grayness to it.
It's a flat screen instead of a window, isn't it?
Yeah.
Easy.
That'd be really good, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd be able to see when someone's nicking your car. adjustable boots. You know, for when you've got a job, like, washing your car.
Yeah.
Right? How awkward is it to actually wash the roof of your car? So what you do is you strap on these these boots. You strap on these boots, and then you can just reach all the parts you can have. You can just
And then that way,
you could reach all the parts you never normally could. another one for you, right, is three types of horn for your car. Three types of horn for your car, right? A polite little beep beep, right, for those people that they're just crossing the road, too busy on their phone. Right, and you just go beep beep, like, I'm here, you know. Hey, watch out, mate. You know.
Yeah.
Then you could have like an I'm sorry beep.
Yeah.
You know, for when kind of like you've pulled out onto the road and you're a bit slow or couldn't quite get the gear or whatever.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of like raise that hand and go, my fault.
No,
you know.
I'm with you.
And then. There's this an internet prank called Train Horns, and in America, and they've fixed these really loud American style train horns to the car, and they go around and they just blow, you know, they just let them off as a prank. I think you need those to show when somebody's really done something wrong, you know,
that's
and you're
a good idea.
Really
use it on
annoyed
the street
with them
for pedestrians that are in your way.
And other cars. I mean, and let's be pedestrianisation about
it. Can I just do one more?
Go on then. You've
got, need your event listing. instant privacy cubicles that you can sort of pop up. You know when you're on the beach and you've got your wet swimming trunks on, but you need to change?
Yeah.
And all that squirming that goes on. You try to hold a towel with one hand and
I'm just
thinking, why not just have an instant pop-up circle? Bit like a giant drain pipe.
And
you got two hands free to
They could use those at Wimbledon. Because, like, you know, they often go off and change shorts or underwear or whatever in the middle of a...
Yeah, that would save time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Is that what they call the end changes?
Eh?
Changing ends, is that what it is?
I've got one last one
for
you, right?
Quick.
A clear toaster so that you can actually see the toast toasting.
That's brilliant.
Now, that
is genius.
Because, you know, my toaster, the element thing, you know, the little knob that tells you how, you know, you're like, all right.
Yeah, five. That one.
What is wrong with you today? It's kind of like, it's broken, so my toaster's always burnt, so I have to watch it now.
Okay.
But I have to, like, do something really dangerous, and that's kind of like...
get a new toaster?
I could, but that's the only thing that's wrong with it, so, you know...
Okay. The fact that it doesn't
also
work.
Also being...
It doesn't work, that's the only thing that's wrong.
No, it toasts, so it actually does its job, right? It's just, you know...
Okay. Graham,
yes.
Can we have the events list,
yes,
please?
Yes, we certainly can, yes.
Before I finally corpse...
Right, we've got an NT Live, National Theatre Live, this week called Angels in America. It's a two-parter. Part one, Millennium Approaches. It's on Thursday the 20th at Cineworld. America's in the mid-1980s. New Yorkers grapple with life and death, love, sex, heaven and hell. It's got a whole cast of stars that you'd know, including James McArdle from Star Wars Force Awakens and Russell Tovey from The Pass and many other numerous comedy shows on BBC Three. There's the two-parter is showing next Thursday. That's called Perestroika and will also be broadcast live. Another live event at the cinema is Andre Rose 2017 Maastricht concert, Saturday and Sunday screenings at Cineworld. Known to millions as the King of Waltz, Andre is one of the world's most popular music artists, appears for 2 days in his hometown along with his 60-piece Johann Strauss Orchestra, sopranos, tenors and very special guests. Friday the 21st of July, there's a garden party from 6 p.m. at the Pointer. Join them for their annual garden party, an evening of live music, barbecue and casino games. Everyone welcome. Don't miss the best party in Newchurch. Saturday, there's lots going on Saturday. Braiding Artisan Craft Market. Now, it's a week early this week because there's Braiding Natural Alternative and Holistic Therapies Fair happening the following week at Rectory Mansion, so they need space for the car park. So, but if you like locally made and crafted food, drink and produce, then head over to the main car park in Braiding and see what there is from 9:30 till 2. Also on Saturday at the Apollo Theatre, Something Strange, Isle of Wight comedian Alex Watts brings his new show series to his second home, the Apollo Theatre. First in the series, Something Strange brings stuntman Johnny Strange for an interview, demonstration and something extra. As the owner of 12 official Guinness World Records, an exceptionally sharp wit and one of the last members of the SSAI, the Sword Swallowing Association International.
Oh. Is that a bit like the Tufty Club?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
but with swords. Johnny Strange is sitting down with Alex Watts to do a rare interview, chronicling his illustrious career from the moment he dared consider juggling a chainsaw blindfolded to what possessed him to pull a plane with his ears.
Okay.
So if you're interested in that kind of thing, there's two parts to the interview. First is an informal sort of interview, and then he's actually going to do a performance in the second half.
Okay.
And after his demonstration, Johnny Strange will attempt to accrue his 13th official Guinness World Record with a brand new stunt. So you could even be a part of it.
Oh, wow.
Who knows? On Sunday, July 23rd, from 9 a.m. in East Cowes, the Paw Pantry Family Fun Day and Dog Show, raising money from Foster to Forever. Free entry, gates open at 9, dog show, rosettes, prizes, stalls, games, raffle, food and drink, kids zone and lots more. Also on Sunday, there's a treasure hunt hosted by Trinity Theatre, a walking treasure hunt through Newport, starting at the Man in the Moon pub, £2 entry fee for adults. Have a bite to eat after. Everyone welcome. Also on Sunday, Peacock Angel at Key Arts, featuring the beautiful vocals and spirited fiddle of Ruth Angel, better known as a member of Ashley Hutchins' Rainbow Chasers, and the dexterous guitar of Sid Peacock. This will be an inspiring evening of spellbinding folk, traditional and original lyrical music. That's from 7:30, food available from 6, and tickets are £10. And that's what we've got.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ray.
No worries.
I can't get this vision out of my head about your new invention of the boots to wash your car in. I really need a break now, folks.
I'll show you a picture. I drew a picture of it, actually.
Oh, that's, did you?
Yeah.
Well, we'll show that after this, then.
Okay.
All right, on the radio.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start. www.vectisradio.com.